Yes. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته everybody. الحمد لله رب العالمين. A very very warm welcome to all of you in here. I'm so happy to see each one of you. And while we have our teachers joining us, inshallah, today's the first day. So sometimes things happen in the first day, but I'm so proud of all those friends who are so patiently waiting. Go ahead. When we are waiting for something, option number one is to be patient, or option number two is to do what? Go ahead and you can give me options, right? What do you think? Option one, to be patient, and option two is to start writing different things, or what should I do? Very nice, mashallah. I really like that you wrote down an option for remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah. So when inshallah teachers are ready, then inshallah you can raise hand and then I will leave. But meanwhile, you can introduce yourself a little bit about yourself here while we are waiting for our class to start, inshallah. Okay. So
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Please type one if you're able to listen to my voice. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Great. Alhamdulillah. I'm so excited to welcome you all to Nurul Quran Kids program. Are you guys excited too? I can see some beautiful faces, some wonderful faces in front of me. MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. Okay. MashaAllah. First of all, let me congratulate you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you to spend this time to please Him, to seek the knowledge of His deen. So what I would like you to do, I would like you to give a big smile to someone sitting beside you, or if your camera is open, you can just smile so that I can see your beautiful smile that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, to given this opportunity to learn from the comfort zone of your home. Alhamdulillah, right? Alhamdulillah, we are so blessed that even in the time of uncertainty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity. Alhamdulillah, right? Okay, so first of all, I apologize for this inconvenience. There were some issues going on with my computer. So I really apologize, and I hope that next time it's not going to happen, hopefully. Just a reminder that this class is for age 8 to 10. Means if you are between 8 to 10, or if you are 8 years old, your parents have registered you for this class, this is for you. And I warmly welcome you to this class, inshallah. My name is Sister Sajida, and I'm from Canada, alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, this class is attended by students from various countries around the globe. Right? Alhamdulillah. So you're going to make friends. You're going to have lots of friends from people around the world. Isn't that exciting? Alhamdulillah. Okay. So there are some... Okay, so before I get started, I just want you to write your names. get started. So I know that you can type, okay, write your full name. I know some of you have logged in with your parents' ID. I would like to see your names, your beautiful and lovely names on the screen. MashaAllah. MashaAllah, we have Maher, we have Sarah, we have Muhammad, we have Sadeem, Ashaz, Bushra, Arshia, MashaAllah, Mustafa. Okay, SubhanAllah, very good. Okay, so this shows me that you guys are very quick in texting. You guys are very quick in typing. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so next thing what I would like you to do is write the name of the country that you are right now. Okay, name of the country that you are in right now. Okay, MashaAllah, we have students from Canada, USA, Germany, Pakistan, UK, Oman, UAE, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, India. MashaAllah, we have lots of students from India. SubhanAllah, since this is a nighttime for you guys, right? Okay. Bangladesh, okay, MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Okay, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. So since we are going to be starting this class, and before starting the class, I'm just going to say the dua, and I would like all of you to listen closely to the words that I'm going to start with, okay? Inshallah. And then once I have said the dua, we can move on towards some sessions of our class, okay? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. Okay, so the thing to do is to listen the dua that I have said. And if you know the dua, you can say while I'm saying it, okay? And if you don't know the dua, you don't need to worry because we are going to be repeating this dua in the beginning of each class. And what I would like you to do is say Ameen, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts those duas for you as well, okay? And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, all praises to be Allah, that His guidance and His help, and we ask for ease in learning His deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, encompass us with His absolute mercy, inshallah. Because without Allah's mercy, this is not possible. Right? Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance, this is not possible. The act of learning is not possible. Okay, Alhamdulillah. Okay, moving on. So, as I have noticed that there are some students who have joined us in last 2 minutes, what I would like you to do, I would like you to write one, if you're listening my voice and my voice is clear to you, okay? Please type one. Very good. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. 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 Okay. Okay, so again, a reminder, please type only one, okay? If you're trying to type multiple ones, that shows me either you have other siblings sitting beside you who are enrolled in this class, or it means that you're just trying to play with the texting. So please do not do that. Okay? Before we move on, there are some housekeeping rules we need to go over before we begin. Number one, please do not type unnecessary comments. Okay? Please do not type anything that's not required. And if you would like to keep your camera on, you can do that. But if you do not like your camera to be on, you're not obligated to do that as well. Okay? And please keep your mic muted unless you are asked to unmute it. Obviously, I'm going to be taking control of your mics, but if by chance you get the control, please do not unmute your mic. Okay, and the most important thing is to listen to the instructions carefully. Right? Okay, and those of you who are very eager, I know most of you are very eager to get started, but please, in order to take notes, you should have a notebook beside you so that you can take some notes, and later on, you can share those notes with your siblings, with your parents, with your relatives, that what you have learned in the class, right? So just a humble reminder that this time is your commitment. And this commitment is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please stay focused, inshallah. Okay. Okay. Some etiquettes of learning Quran. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen requires us some etiquettes. What are those manners? What are those etiquettes that we need to know in order to learn some knowledge? Okay, and specifically, when we are talking about knowledge in our class, we are talking about the Islamic knowledge. Right? So before the class gets started, you need to be in state of cleanliness. And those of you who would make wudu, that would be great. Make wudu before the class gets started. Okay? And this way, you're going to be fresh and more energetic for the class to get started and be focused, inshallah. Sit in one place in a respectful manner. Okay, that's our second tip, that we are going to be sitting at one spot in a respectful manner. Because some of you might be taking the class on phone or iPad. So instead of going here and there, instead of moving around, it would be a great idea to sit in one place and be respectful. Okay, just as if you are sitting in a classroom with your teacher. And avoid talking to someone else while you're listening. Otherwise, you're going to be missing what is being said. Right? And obviously, the dua that I had said before is going to be the most important thing to go for, inshallah. And when I ask you to recite some of the verses, inshallah, we are going to be reciting some of the verses in a minute. So I would like you to read it at a slow pace, slowly, instead of rushing. Okay, so without delay, I'm just going to be moving towards our Quran time. Our first session is the Quran time that I would like you to be ready for. Okay, and in order to recite the Quran, in order to read the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do we need to do in terms of recitation? Right? In terms of recitation, what do we need to do? We just need to be reciting Dawood. Very good, Rayan. Very good. Yes, mashallah. Read Dawood. This is the very first thing. In order to recite the Quran, we need to do. Why do we need to recite Dawood? Okay, when I say Dawood, just like you can see on the screen, it means A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Okay, I'm going to repeat. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Meaning, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from whom? From enemy. And who is our enemy? Who is our enemy? Shaytan. Right. Shaytan is not happy when we recite Quran. Shaytan is not happy when we do any action that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from shaytan, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. Okay, let's do this word by word. A'udhu, I seek protection. And while I'm saying this, I would like you to repeat after me. A'udhu, I seek protection. Billahi, of Allah or with Allah. Min, from. Ash-shaytan, shaytan, ar-rajim, the cursed one. Okay, raise your hand, those of you can recite A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim along with the translation. Along with the translation. MashaAllah. So we have a couple of students who have raised their hands. Okay. I have Hania, I have Emil, Sena, Farzan, Saima. MashaAllah. Very good. Zuhair, I have Mustafa, Zoha, Hamna, MashaAllah. Very good. Very good. MashaAllah. Looks like most of you can do that. Okay, MashaAllah. Very good. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask one person to recite Dawood for me right now. Okay? And inshallah, I'm going to be keeping the record of the students, and hopefully in upcoming classes, we would give chances like one or two students, or maybe more than that in each class. So whoever does not get the chance to recite, so please do not get disheartened that you never got a chance to recite in the class. Inshallah, I will keep a record of your participation, and I will try my best to allow all students in these classes to participate and say the recitation of the ayahs. Okay? Inshallah. Right now, I'm just going to be asking Simra to recite Simra, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, my dear. Once you're ready, you can go ahead and recite the Dawood. Okay, very good. MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair wa ahsan jazam. Beautiful voice, Simra. Jazakallah khairan for reciting the ta'awudh. Okay, let's see who would like to recite, who would like to say the translation now? Okay. Alina. Alina, are you ready, sweetheart? Okay, my dear.
I seek protection of Allah from Shaitan, the accursed.
MashaAllah, very good. Excellent. Excellent. MashaAllah. Okay, now I need a student who would recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem Ta'awudh along with the translation. Andalib. Andalib, are you ready, my dear?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Translation.
I seek protection
Yes, I seek protection with Allah.
With Allah.
Mm-hmm.
From Shaitan.
Yes.
And his curse.
The cursed one. Very good, mashallah. Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan kathira. Those of you who have participated, and I really appreciate the patience of those of you who are waiting. Okay, inshallah, hopefully you're going to get the chance. Okay, let's move on. So once we have said ta'awudh, we're just going to be moving on to next step. Our next step is to say tasmiyah. Okay, tasmiyah, like most of you have the idea of saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is known as tasmiyah. Inshallah, Bismillah means in the name of Allah, Allah Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, whatever we do, whether we are reciting Quran, whether we are opening a book, we are trying to do any action, if we start it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us in doing that work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives barakah in that work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives barakah in our time. So the Quran begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. So as Muslims, when we begin the recitation, we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is God. He is the creator of mankind, and he alone deserves the worship, right? So no one else can take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without doing any work. So in order to do any type of work, we need to take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, the most gracious, Ar-Rahman, whose mercy extends to all the creations. Okay, so we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing in this class. So that is the reason we are asking Allah's help right now. Okay, Okay, so for Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, I would like all of you to say it after me. Are you guys ready? Okay. Okay, I'm going to do inshallah. Okay. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Very good. Although I was not able to hear you, but I'm pretty sure that you guys have said tasmiyah in your places. Okay, so are you guys ready to move on? Okay, alhamdulillah. So inshallah, we are going to be starting Surah Al-Fatiha and we are going to be reciting two verses of Surah Al-Fatiha along with its translation of Surah Al-Fatiha. So once we have said ta'awudh, we have said Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, we have said tasmiyah, we are going to be starting with Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay. Surah Al-Fatiha starts with Alhamdu. Okay. Alhamdu is all praises and thanks. Meaning we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Him for all His blessings. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us all the blessings. Okay, so can you think of a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you? Okay, health, very good. Life, mashallah. I have got two responses so far. Family, mashallah. Parents, very good. Very good. So thinking, whatever blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, please, I would like you to say mindfully. Okay? Say alhamdulillah mindfully. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you lots of blessings. Okay? Alhamdulillah. So let's start the verse. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I want all of you to repeat. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Very good. I can see lips moving. I can see people saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. MashaAllah. Okay. Alhamdu, all praises and thanks, lillahi, to Allah, Rabb, the Lord, al-alameen, of the universe. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe. Okay. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman. The most gracious, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. So these are two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is entirely merciful, especially merciful, right? This is His mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, that we are living in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. That is why we can see a blue sky. We can see the beautiful earth with lots and lots of beauty on it. So He alone deserves to be the most merciful, the most gracious. He is the Lord of the worlds, meaning that He made everything that exists. Okay? Yes. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So if you guys are ready, I'm just asking you to recite Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Okay, and for this purpose, I'm going to be asking you to raise your hands again. MashaAllah, I can see people raising their hands. I can see beautiful students raising their hands. MashaAllah. Okay. And this time, I'm going to be asking Mustafa. Mustafa, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil.
Mustafa, I lost your voice. Can you say it again? It seems like there is some issue with your mic because I'm unable to hear you. Can you repeat one more time, Mustafa?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Very good, mashallah. Very good, tabarakallah. May Allah give you lots and lots of hasanat, mashallah. Okay, let's see who else is ready. Maaz, are you ready, my dear? Maaz, are you ready? No? Okay. Okay. So we're just going to be. Okay.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khair wa ahsan jazam. May Allah give you lots and lots of rewards for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your knowledge. And we are just going to be stopping here, and I would like you guys to remember the translation of these verses. Since we don't have enough time to review the translations with you, so I would like you to make note of the translation, and we are going to be reviewing these two verses in next class. So right now you guys have your dua session, so be ready for that session. Okay. And take a good stretch. If you're sitting, just stand up and then sit back down. And if you're standing, just sit down, okay? And move your arms quickly, okay? Just a good stretch, inshallah. I will be back in a moment. And I'm just going to be allowing your teacher, Fatima, to get started with your dua session.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي آمين يا رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear kids how are you all is everyone okay enjoying good health enjoying holidays at your home Inshallah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. I am very excited and happy to all have you in this class. Alhamdulillah, we are so blessed that we are here. We are spending time with Quran. We are learning lots of du'as. In this du'a session, we will learn lots of good du'as that can make our connection more strong with our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can anyone tell what is du'a?
What is dua? What is dua? Everyone is excited. Alhamdulillah. No praying. Okay, supplication. Very good. Dua are the words that we use to ask to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah for help, for everything good. And dua is the best thing to convey our messages to Allah, right? Yes, it's a request. It's the communication with our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, when we make dua, it really makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy for us. Like Allah loves to listen our du'as. So it's really a good habit. We can ask each and everything because He can give us everything. He is our Lord. He is the Most High. He can give us everything. And anyone tell me that who taught us these du'as? Who taught us very beautiful du'as? From where the du'as come? Our Holy Prophet, yes, very good. Our Holy Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, taught us the beautiful du'as. And in Quran, there are also so many du'as. Inshallah, we will learn one by one. Today, du'a is for protection. Protection from everything bad, from diseases. You know, nowadays, a very bad virus is there who is causing diseases all around. So today, dua is a very beautiful dua. It's a masterpiece to protect us from this bad disease. Yes, inshallah. Can anyone tell any other example of bad thing? Sometimes we get hurt. Sometimes we do not feel something good about. Sometimes we have a fight with our sibling. This dua is a very good protection for all of us from all the bad things around us. Okay, so are you guys ready to learn this dua? If you guys are ready, then you can type one or any of your favorite letter in the chat box. Yes, okay, yes, one. I can see the letter one. Alhamdulillah, so all are ready. I will recite and you guys have to repeat after me, inshallah. So let's start. In the Quran session, you guys learn about the ta'awuz and the tasmiya. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Before reciting dua or before reciting any words, we must have to say ta'awuz and tasmiya. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Say with me. Now. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yes, very good. Next is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now we will go to our dua. Bismillahilladhi. Say with me. Bismillahilladhi. One more time. Bismillahilladhi. لا يضر لا يضر لا يضر مع اسمه. Very good. مع اسمه. Say with me. مع اسمه. One last time. مع اسمه. Shay'un, shay'un, fil ardi, fil ardi. Say with me again, fil ardi, wala fi sama, wala fi sama. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Very good. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. I know you all are repeating after me. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Now I will recite in one stretch. Then you have to repeat after me. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. Alhamdulillah, we have done the recitation of our dua. Inshallah, you all guys will receive this reading material. See, now you can see on the board, Bismillahilladhi. Now we will also learn some out the translation of this dua. Okay, it's very easy, very simple. We must have to know the meaning. Bismillahi, in the name of Allah. When we say in the name of Allah, it put barakah in our word. In this dua, when we will start with the name of Allah, definitely we will have barakah. With whose name, like with the name of Allah, nothing is harm, nothing can harm us on earth nor in the heavens. Like heavens means what? And the sky so high, in the sky there can be a thunderstorm that can make you scared, but when you will say this dua, it will not make you scared anymore. On the earth, somehow sometimes we fell down, sometimes germs all around us, sometimes so many diseases all around us. When we say this dua, we will feel ourselves protected with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, no more scared. And He is all seeing. Allah sees everything. Allah knows everything. There are two qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in His dua. He is the all seeing, Sami', and Al Alim. He is all knowing. He knows everything. He sees everything. He listens everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord. If we want to save ourselves from all the diseases, from all the viruses, from all the bad things, then what we have to do is to learn this dua, is to read this dua 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the night. Okay? You guys will receive the reading material so that you can see the dua. Read with the help of your mother or your sister, any of the grown-up, and then you can send your dua, inshallah, okay? This is your homework, inshallah. Very good, very good. Alhamdulillah, I can see so many active participants. If anyone know it already, then it will be a revision for you, inshallah. Now we have to recite it mindfully. We have to recite it by knowing the meaning. We have to recite it consciously, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all the good Muslims. Ameen, inshallah. Now it's time for our next session. I will give the mic to the sister Sajida, your teacher, so that you can go ahead in your class, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Dusri person.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. MashaAllah, you guys have just learned a wonderful dua. Very good. Okay, so why do we need to ask the dua? We need to ask the dua to seek help from our creator, right? Our creator who created everything. Our creator who created the heavens and the earth, our creator who is our Rabb. And we need to know what is our relation with our Rabb, right? So in order to create that bonding, we need to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help every now and then. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. He is the creator of 7 earths and 7 skies. Right? We can only see 1 sky and 1 earth, but He is the creator of everything, even the night that we sleep in, even the daylight. He created sun and moon and stars and everything. Is it very beautiful? Okay, we need to ponder on the universe, that each and everything that is being created by our Rabb, subhanallah. So next time, when you see anything that is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say subhanallah, mashallah, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything He created. For example, if you see an apple, orange, if you see bananas, who created it, right? If you see beautiful flowers. So you need to say, mashallah, we need to say each and every moment for all the blessing, even our breathing in and out, right? So each breath that we take in and we take out is given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one who created and runs affairs that possesses everything. And we do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do, right? Do we know that?
Everything. Remember now that everything you do.
We know that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, the word, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Talaq, ayah 12, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنَّ يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنَّ لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created seven heavens and of the earth the like of there is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the power of all things, and that Allah surrounds all things in His knowledge. The creator of everything in this universe. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we need to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to know the beautiful names, the 99 names, Asma'ul Husna. And I'm pretty sure most of you should have memorized the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So what I would like you to do, please type one pretty quick if you know the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, Sahiba knows Rayan Muhammad. Very good. Very good. Some of the names that you can see on the screen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ahad, the One, Al-Rahim, the Gracious, Al-A'la, the Great, Al-Basir, the All-Seeing, Al-Kareem, the Generous One. So these are some of the names, and also some of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So just moving on quickly, this is going to be your review for what you have learned so far. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord, He is our creator, He is the one who has created each and everything in the universe. Okay, inshallah. So now I would like you to get ready for an exciting and interesting session that's going to be your story time. Okay, if you guys are ready for your story time, then sit tight and be attentive to listen and get lessons from the story. And those of you who are trying to write something while I'm speaking, please do not do that. It would be very appreciated if you can follow the instructions, okay?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my lovely friends. How are you all feeling? Alhamdulillah. So my name is Amina, and I'll be doing your story time. Inshallah, I'm very excited to be on this journey with you all. So now it's time for a story. Who's ready? So let's get started. Today, our story is about the creation of the earth and about Prophet Adam. Who knows about Prophet Adam? Prophet Adam was the very first human that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Let's go back a bit. So, a long, long time ago, there was nothing at all. There's this huge dark space, and there is no land. There was no sky, no moon, no sun. Everywhere, it was dark and empty. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the merciful, He decided to create the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the word be. And by just saying this word, the earth and the sky came into existence. By saying the word be, the whole world was ready. And did you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth in 2 days and the whole universe in 6 days? Can you imagine that? The whole universe being made in 6 days? One thing I want to add is that one day of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equal to 1,000 years in our world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said be, and the whole world was ready. He created the seas and lakes, and He put in mountains to hold them down and to keep everything in balance. He made these huge mighty mountains tower over the earth, and He made seas to cover most of the land. After He made that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the dry land, and He filled it with bushes and trees and these beautiful flowers. He commanded the rain to water the plants so they would all grow healthy. He also created rainforests, these beautiful rainforests for us. Above the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sky. And in the sky, He made 2 huge light sources. Do you guys know what they were? 2 lights for the world. What were they? So He made the sun and the moon. Yes. He made the sun to shine brightly during the day and to fill the world with light. And He made the moon to glow at night. He also made stars to guide the travelers. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the world to be perfect. So, out of light, He made angels that would obey Him and that would carry His message throughout the whole world. The angels made sure that everything ran smoothly, that the rain gave water at the right time, that the sun gave its heat, and that the wind blew when it was supposed to blow and where it was supposed to blow. Then, from fire, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create from fire? Do you guys know what He created from fire? Yes. He created the jinns. He made some good jinns. And these jinns were believers. and then he created some bad jinns. Then, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created animals. He made huge animals, and he made some tiny animals. He created every single animal that you can think of, and he even created animals that you can't think of. He made animals that can walk on four legs, like camels. He made animals that fly, like birds and butterflies. And he also made animals that can swim, like fish and sharks. The world, it became a very beautiful place. It was filled with color and happiness, and there are many creatures everywhere. And then, finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to make human beings. He took soil and he mixed it up with water and he made it into clay. And who did he make from that clay? Who was the very first human that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created? Yes, he created Adam alayhi salam. He molded that clay into a man's shape and he breathed his spirit into it. And that created Adam alayhi salam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the first woman. And who was she? Who was the first woman? Eve or Hawa. He created her as a helper and loving companion of Adam alayhi salam. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the two, he told them to live in the garden of paradise, in Jannah. But he warned them to not go near a particular tree. However, Shaitan whispered to them and he tempted to them. He told them to approach the forbidden tree. And did you know that at that time, Shaitan was angry? Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Prophet Adam, he told the angels to bow to Prophet Adam. And the angels obeyed and they all bowed down to Prophet Adam. But Iblis, who is Shaitan, didn't bow down to Prophet Adam. He said, "Why should I bow down to him? I'm made of fire and he's made of clay. So why should I bow down to him?" This is why Shaitan was really angry. However, Shaitan, he tricked Prophet Adam into eating from that tree. And when they ate from that tree, they became wrongdoers. And no sooner had they eaten from that tree, they realized their fault. And they began to feel really, really sorry. They turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they asked for his forgiveness. They prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asked him to forgive them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being really merciful, he forgave them both, but he sent them down to earth. He ordered Adam and Hawa to descend down on earth. And that is where they lived from then on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them that from time to time, his messengers and his prophets would come to the earth, and what would they do? They would guide the people to to the true path. They would guide the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they believed in him. And whoever followed his commands, whoever believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and lived a righteous life, would have no fear on the day of judgment and would be admitted into paradise. Whoever believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would go to Jannah. But on the other hand, people who didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who rejected his signs and who rejected his messengers, would be taken to task and would be thrown into the fire of the hellfire. People who disbelieve would go into Jahannam. What a beautiful story. So, what did you guys learn from the story? One very important lesson that you can learn, yes, that we should obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that shaitan, he's going to try and distract us, but we should never listen to shaitan. We should always pray and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I've come to the end of my story, my lovely friends. Inshallah, I'll see you next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, looks like you guys have enjoyed the story. Yes, it had an amazing lesson for all of us. MashaAllah. So, if you guys have enjoyed your story, what I would like you to do is to share the story with your siblings, your parents, and with your relatives. Okay? And please do not forget to share the lesson that you have learned from the story. The most important lesson that we need to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should not fall into the tricks of shaitan in any way. Okay? So this was the last session of our class. And as a reminder that we have a homework today. Okay? There are a few things that I would like you to remind you that please do not forget to memorize the translation of Dawud, Tasmiyah, and first two ayahs of Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay? This was the homework from your very first class. And your second thing to do would be to memorize the dua. Okay? And remember, you need to say the dua every morning and every evening. Okay. Please do memorize the translation. Learn the translation. Okay. Do your best. And as a reminder that your homework should be sent to you very soon. And this is going to be through email. Okay. And if anyone of you have any issue regarding your IDs or regarding your registration, please do not forget to email and you will be replied very soon as possible, inshallah. Okay? Please be focused and do your homework, whatever is given you. Again, I'm just going to be reviewing. Your homework is to memorize the translation of Tawud and Tasmiyah and first two ayahs of Surah Al-Fatiha, memorizing the dua. And again, if you can say the dua and the translation to your parents, that would be great. And if you would like to write it down, you can do that as well as a practice. Okay? Inshallah. So This brings us to the end of the class. I'm just going to say the dua again. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خير كثيرا for being with us today and it was a wonderful time spent with you guys and I hope we all have learned a lot from this Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.